Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The last words of John Chow, he recorded these words in his journal. John Chow is an American missionary who was killed on November 17, 2018, when he wanted to share the gospel of Jesus Christ on North Sentinel Island to the Sentinelese people. We're going to be talking about John and his last words on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. John Chow, an American missionary, but really he's someone who loves Jesus Christ. And that's really somebody who describes himself as someone who loves Jesus Christ. And he wanted people to know that they should love Jesus Christ more than anything else in the world. He even wrote a letter to his family hours before he lost his life, before he gave his life. And he gave his life to be able to share the gospel with the Sentinelese people, the last unreached people group in the North Sentinel Island under the government of India. John Chow was someone that I became acquainted with in August of 2015 because he was a member of our Covenant Journey program to Israel. And Holly, his journal entries are amazing. John had missionary training with All Nations. He underwent extensive training as a missionary in 2017. He was a survivalist, a mountain climber, certified scuba diver, EMT, skilled wilderness guide. He had visited India, and he was someone who was familiar with the Andaman Islands, which is where the North Sentinel Island is located. He had been on mission trips to South Africa, to India multiple times. And in 2018, he was back, and he ultimately paid some fishermen to take him near the island, and then he departed the boat on a kayak. He was well prepared. He actually ended up coming very close to the North Sentinelese tribal people. And here's some of the words from his journal. He wrote a journal as he finished his days, and during the day he wrote the journal. He planned to make progressive contact with the Sentinelese by providing them gifts to show that he was friendly. After arriving, his journal expressed his human emotion as he approached a group of Sentinelese. He wrote, quote, "I regret I began to panic slightly, and then I saw them string arrows in their bows. My thoughts were directed toward the fact I was almost in arrow range. I backpaddled facing them, and then when they got the fish, which is what he brought to them as a gift, I turned and paddled like I never have in my life back to the boat. I felt some fear, but mainly was disappointed."
You know, it was interesting, too. A young boy actually shot him with an arrow, and it was John's Bible that protected him the first time.
And yeah.
I'm like, and what a story that is.
And here's what he describes about that. He came back for another follow-up contact. He had his kayak that was near the shore. The islanders were yelling. And John wrote that, quote, "as he sang them some worship songs and hymns, and they would fall silent after this. Then two of them dropped their bows and took a dugout to meet me. I couldn't tell if they were truly unarmed or not, so I still kept a safe distance away and dropped off the fish and gifts. And at first they pulled their dugouts," they were in their dugouts with a pole, "past the gifts and were coming at me. Then they turned and grabbed the gifts, except for the shovel. I paddled after them and exchanged some more gifts," he wrote. "So I preached a bit to them, starting in Genesis, and disembarked my kayak to show that I too have two legs. I was inches from the unarmed guy," close quote. So as he's there and they're yelling at him as they see him, he begins to sing Christian songs and they begin to just become silent. And then they lay down their weapons as they hear him sing. And they approach him, as he's mentioning here, And it looks like it was a friendly gesture. So not everybody on the North Sentinel Island, contrary to some people's speculation who don't really know, are necessarily violent. And how do we know that there's other people not inside the island that don't agree with what these people are doing? How do we know that this is not a rogue gang? We don't know. What we do know is John was there for the reason to share the gospel, and that he actually had some success in breaking down some barriers. But while that was happening, and there was some good interaction taking place, a young boy, who he describes as a small young boy, shot an arrow at him as he had his Bible out in front of his chest, and it pierced the Bible. But for the Bible, it would have hit John. And John took the arrow out of the Bible. He noticed that the arrowhead was thin and it was sharp metal.
You know, the transparency that he shows in this journal when he says, "I'm scared." He goes, "There, I said it. Lord, let your will be done. If you want me to actually get shot or even killed with an arrow, then so be it. I think I could be more useful alive, though, but to you, God, I give all glory of whatever happens. I don't want to die. Would it be wiser to leave and let someone else continue? No, I don't think so. It also seems like certain death to stay here, yet there is evidence of change in just two encounters in a single day. We'll try again tomorrow."
Yeah, and then he goes on, watching the sunset. Now, this is November 15, Thursday. Watching the sunset, and it's beautiful, crying a bit, wondering if it'll be my last sunset I see before being in the play where the sun never sets. Tearing up a little, "God, I don't want to die. Who will take my place if I do? Oh God, I miss my parents," John writes. And even as John was planning what turned out to be his last trip, he prays this: "Whoever comes after me to take my place, whether it's after tomorrow or another time, please give them a double anointing and bless them mightily." And then, Holly, he has a letter, and we have posted part of that to his parents, his mom and dad, and his brother. And in the final letter, he begins by saying this, and I'm reading, quote, "You guys might think I'm crazy in all of this, but I think it's worth it to declare Jesus to these people. Please do not be angry at them or at God if I get killed. Rather, please live your lives in obedience to whatever he has called you to, and I'll see you again when you pass through the veil." He concluded by saying, "This is not a pointless thing. The eternal lives of this tribe is at hand, and I can't wait to see them around the throne of God worshiping in their own language, as Revelation 7, verses 9 through 10 states. I love you all, and I pray none of you love anything in this world more than Jesus Christ." He concluded, "Solo Deo Gloria," and signed his name. You know, the verse in John chapter 15, verse 13 says, compelled by this love for Jesus, and his desire to reach the North Sentinels, it says this. This is really John's life. Quote, "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends."
He had a passion for Jesus. He knew his calling, his purpose, and he fulfilled that.
He did. John Allen Chow, born December 18, 1991, and was martyred on November 17, 2018, on the island of North Sentinel. His story has rippled around the world. There's a couple of things that we have seen. We've seen some major hatred against Christians, missionaries. We've seen people who want to protect the indigenous people as though they're ancient artifacts, like an endangered animal, and put them on a museum. And we've seen some amazing discussions and retrospection. I just read something before this program of a girl who said, as she reads this, she can't stop crying. And this has been convicting to her. And I pray that it is convicting to all of us that are listening. This is John Chow's words to us that echo through history. This is the words of those early apostles and disciples. The words of Jesus, as Jesus said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." As Stephen said, "Don't hold this sin against them," when they were stoning him. John Chow says, "Don't be angry at these people." He wanted to share Jesus Christ because Jesus had transformed his life, and he was compelled by his love to share Jesus Christ with a people who had not heard Jesus Christ. John Chow's memory, but his actions will ripple through history, and it'll affect people around the world, and I pray that it affects you as well. We have a website, a page dedicated on our Covenant Journey, covenantjourney.org. Go to covenantjourney.org, covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.